Blog Talk Radio.
Mark the Rabbit Hole.
Broadcasting live from the fog of Neptune comes a waggly rabbit, exploring the unknown, traveling the astrological landscape, visiting secret worlds, dispelling the English language. So put on your bunny ears and hop down the rabbit hole with your host, Mark Matheny.
Mark, Mark, wake up, Mark.
And good afternoon. Today is Friday, September 25th. As I am sure you have figured out, there is lots of intense energy out there this week. I put up a probably too lengthy, as always, blog on my website, www.twofishesastrology.com. So I kind of put up a blog there, kind of running down all of the energy that is going on in what is a very busy week. We had a Pluto station early this morning. Mars entered Virgo last night. We also have a Mars-Saturn square, which is exact at 9:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. And on Sunday, we have a full moon and a lunar eclipse, which will hit at 4 degrees of Aries, and that is exact at 10:50 p.m. on this coming Sunday. So, we have lots of intense energy out there. So, one thing that people may not know is that just as there are charts for every person, every organization, every sports team, every financial institution, every government organization, every city, every state, every country has a birth chart. So one of the interesting things is to kind of look at the charts of city, states, countries, and kind of map them up with world events and kind of see how things play out and how these transits, which also affect people, can also affect cities, countries, governments, as well. So just a couple interesting things. And one tragic thing. Right now we have the Pope is visiting the United States, as you may be aware of. Of course, the Pope, you know, head of the Catholic Church, one of the biggest religions, can be kind of looked upon as a Saturnian figure, Saturn being, you know, wisdom, teaching, and Saturn currently in, Saturn also could be, you know, mainstream religions, and Saturn has just re-entered Sagittarius on September 17th after being in there for a little bit earlier in the year and then retrograding back to the last few degrees of Scorpio. Saturn is now at 0 degrees Sagittarius. So that can symbolize world leaders, world religions, consensus religions, maybe, if you will. So it's interesting. The Pope is here right now, and if you look at the charts for, he's visiting, I believe, New York City tonight, and then Philadelphia. So just kind of interesting. If you look at the charts for those two cities, New York has its natal Uranus at 1 degree Sagittarius, being almost exactly conjunct transiting Saturn. And then also the natal Saturn for New York City is at 7 degrees Sagittarius. So New York City getting ready to have its Saturn return. And they're celebrating that with a visit from the Pope, even though they may not be aware of it. I'm sure they're aware the Pope is here. They may not be aware that they're having their Saturn return, just to clarify that. And then he is on to Philadelphia. And there we have, if you look at the chart for the city of Philadelphia, Mercury at 0 degrees Sagittarius. So Saturn sitting exactly on that. So there we have a very popular teacher and instructor sitting on the Mercury of Philadelphia. So just there's some interesting things there. On another, probably on a more tragic note, if you probably saw the, there were 717 people killed in Saudi Arabia when there was two crowds of immigrants, it looks like, that were merging into a small place. So as I mentioned, there was a, of course this was in, it's like MENA, Saudi Arabia. There were 717 pilgrims from around the world gathered outside of the Muslim holy city of Mecca. And they said it was the worst disaster to strike the annual pilgrimage in 25 years. So, as we know, Pluto stationed early this morning. Pluto is death, rebirth, transformation. Pluto stations or Pluto aspects to the outer planets often coincide with large earthquakes or natural disasters or events where there is a large loss of life. So looking at the chart for Saudi Arabia, their natal chart has a Pluto at 14 degrees of Cancer. The Pluto station this morning was at almost 13 degrees. So there was a Pluto opposition there. So sometimes we end up with unfortunate events like that. Okay, today our guest is going to be Jessica M. Baker of Aligned Signs, and she is also one of the COOs of Growth Circle, and you can find her at AlignedSigns.com, and also Aligned Signs has a Facebook page, and I have shared some of these in the chat room here, and as well on my Facebook and Twitter pages. And just a couple announcements here, and we will bring her on in just 1 second. First of all, we want to wish happy birthday to one of our great listeners, Mary Rathke. Thank you so much for all the input and support and just general well wishes that you give the show. We appreciate that you listen. And also this Sunday, if you're in the area, we will be going to Ash Cave down in the Hocking Hills area. I think it's from 11 to 6. We will be drumming, bring food and snacks with you, and we will gather all of the central and southern Ohio drumming tribes as we get together with our wonderful brothers and sisters and share some drumming and fun and get to reconnect and see what's going on in each other's lives. So, without too much further ado, our guest is Jessica M. Baker of Aligned Signs. She's the founder and CEO of Aligned Signs, the only patented self-discovery and relationship tool of its kind using three time-honored methods. And I want to stress that, time-honored. Astrology goes back thousands of years, if not tens of thousands of years. So she uses three time-honored methods, Western astrology, Chinese zodiac, and the Myers-Briggs type indicator. At AlignedSigns.com, she combines social technology with tools for building self-awareness, or for building self-awareness in order to forge meaningful connection between individuals. And let's see. She fuels her business ventures with expertise gained from 9 years of experience in finance, business analysis, client management, and research. Previously specializing in business intelligence projects, she's driven to unleash the power of technology to help individuals connect with the insight and the people who will help them thrive. So, we will let her tell us a little more about herself, but we want to welcome Jessica M. Baker to the show. Hi there.
Hi,
how
Mark.
You doing?
Good.
Good.
Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on. I always like bringing different perspectives and different people on the show that, you know, there's lots of talented people out there, and I want to make sure that, you know, our listeners here get a wide realm of perspective on things. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I couldn't be better. It's a good day.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did this business come about, and how did you get into astrology and decide to merge these things?
Oh, that's a lot of questions. Well, I will start out by saying that I was going through. My phone is copying what I'm saying. Do you hear that, or is it just me?
I'm not getting any reverb on my end. You sound good on this end. If it's making it difficult for you to talk, you can hang up and call back in a second if you want to try a better connection.
Yeah, do you mind? I'll be 2 seconds.
Yes, not a problem. Not a problem.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to just take a short break here and let our guest call back in. And we will be right back in 1 second.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Hi, Mark. I'm back.
Okay. Okay, great. I just played. Is that a little better connection on your end?
Yeah, 1,000 times better. I don't hear myself saying everything that I just said. So
yeah,
that was probably distracting.
Yeah, that kind of happens commonly, I think, with the free technology and whatnot we use. So glad you're here and able to hear a little clearly.
Yeah, thank you. So I'll just go ahead and start addressing some of those questions. It was basically through trying to find out who I was and why I was making the choices I was making that I decided to get into astrology and start Aligned Signs. So from an outsider's perspective, I was basically firing on all cylinders. And what that means is I was doing everything I thought I should be doing, which is a word that I no longer include in my vocabulary. Basically, I excelled in school. An early age, I started earning scholarships, went to a major university, I worked my way through college. I graduated, with my bachelor's in biology, MBA in finance. I got married, went to New York City, got a wonderful job that most people would love to have, and from, you know, other people's perspective, they thought I was extremely successful, which technically I was. The only thing is that internally I was miserable. So I would literally, like, wake up every day and just kind of, like, dread it. So then it just hit me that everything was the way that it was because I, of course, orchestrated it. And if there is anyone that could change that, it was me. So from there, I told my sister my plan, and, of course, she thought I was a little crazy. She was like, don't do it. She thought I was going through this, some sort of, like, midlife crisis, and I just needed to take a vacation and clear my mind. And I actually distinctly remember her words. She was like, Jessica, you have worked so hard on this. Don't throw it all away. Don't waste your education and everything you have going for you. I think you might be losing your mind. So, yeah, my response to her, I was like, no, I'm finally starting to see things clearly. So with that, I started a personal journey. And what I realized was that the common denominator in it all was myself. So I took initiative to change it. And I moved across the country and started self-exploration, which was something that I wasn't privy to previously. And in the process, I discovered the time-tested and proven cross-generational and multicultural tools, which is, as you mentioned before, Western astrology, Chinese zodiac, and the Myers-Briggs. So now I basically wake up each day excited and feel fulfilled as I work on aligned signs and help our members discover a better way to live and really get the most out of life. So, like, once you realize that and understand yourself, it, like, immediately impacts how you interact with others, and it translates across all relationships, whether it's business and personal, of course, yourself, which, you know, I get so much satisfaction out of, and I'm sure, you know, seeing these people that have helped themselves through the knowledge they've gained, it's extremely fulfilling now. So, yeah, that's what I do.
That's
how I got into it.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's kind of amazing how we kind of go along and feel we're doing everything correctly and kind of found that we've made these nearly impenetrable prisons of our lives.
Yes, exactly.
And it's
exactly.
Like, oh, I built this all by myself.
And it almost feels like, you know, there's no way out, and if it's not broken, why fix it? But if you're not, you know, I feel like you only live once, and if you're not where you feel you need to be, then, you know, you've only got one life. You've got to, or at least as I know of at this point in time, you know, you've got to do what you can to make it better or change it. So.
Agreed. I had a kind of a similar experience about a year and a half ago. Like, I got out of, like, an 8-year relationship, and then the place I was working at for about 5 years began, got bought out by a larger corporation, and I think we all know how that goes. And so it got so unbearable that I came down to a choice of either I just had to walk out or just completely relinquish the thin thread of a hold that I had on sanity. So I understand
Yeah.
where you're coming from.
Thank you. Yeah, everybody's like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? I was like, nothing. I'm finally coming to my senses. But it just
Right.
took half my life. So,
right,
but,
right.
Yeah, so, they're like, why are you giving up such stability and success for uncertainty and possible failure? I was like, because, like, you know, it's the unknown can make me a lot more fulfilled and satisfied, and what I'm currently doing isn't. So.
Right. It's called living versus being a zombie, I guess.
Yeah, I like that.
So when did you kind of stumble across astrology as a learning discipline?
Like I said, it was on my journey, and I started doing research and going online and stuff, and I found that, you know, astrology literally means the signs of the stars, and Western astrology was started, you know, like 11,000 BC, and right. Chinese zodiac astrology was, you know, 5,000 plus years old, and there's so many people and that have followed it and believed in it, and I just thought, well, for it to be this compelling and to have lasted this long, there's got to be something to it. So, you know, I've only been on Earth for a short period of time, so I figured there might be worthwhile to start delving into areas that have been around for a lot longer than myself, and I might gain a lot from that, and I did. So I just, you know, it was working, and I figured I'd just continue it, and so I did, and as a result, you know, Aligned Science was born. So I was just like, I don't know, I was going through the whole process, and I started exploring, you know, going online and going to different events, and I found that there's nothing out there that offered these time-tested tools in one location and where I could continue to learn about myself and find out about others that have done, you know, kind of courageous things like I felt like I had done and were just open to change and open to exploration and enhancement and so I figured, you know what, this is something that I'm finding a lot of positivity from. So let's share it. Let's figure out a way to make this happen and make it available.
Yes, excellent. Yeah, I love how astrology gets labeled as new age type stuff, and it's like, you mean like new old age, like tens of thousands of years? <It's> like,
exactly. Clearly, some people don't do the research. If they had, they would realize that, you know, it's based on substance, and, you know, like the sun, which has been around for a very long time, and the moon, and math, and then Chinese zodiac is based on a mathematical cycle. I think people sometimes are try to not think too much about things because it might mess up their what they currently have going for them, and they might not necessarily have 100% confidence in what they're following, and so as a result, it might, you know, make them question things and make them really start delving in, you know, intrinsically, and it might cause some conflicting thoughts and feelings inside themselves, which, you know, can be unnerving and hard to deal with. So
I totally agree, and that's one of the things that I really like. You got to take a quick peek at my chart there yesterday. I sent you my info, so that's one of the things I love about astrology is, like, you know, I have so much water in my chart that sometimes it gets hard. It allows me to connect with people and kind of connect with things and just kind of, you know, that Piscean nature, just kind of, I become something. If I want to learn something, I become it for a little while, but it can be overwhelming. So that's one of the things I love about astrology is when things get too overwhelming, I have a chart, I have a 3D piece of paper or image that I can look at and see what's going on to kind of balance things out, and kind of helps me see my way through things. Having something 3D to look at as opposed to, yeah, because we can get caught up in our emotions and our, you know, mental circles we run in sometimes. So that's one of the things that I love about astrology, and it's amazing to me too that as long as astrology's been around, there's still a lot of people that think that just the daily, you know, they kind of laugh at us, you know, astro geeks that really get into this stuff, and it's like they think that over thousands of years, the only thing that astrology does is these little, you know, two sentence descriptions in the daily newspaper, and they think that that is the totality of astrology, when that's barely even the Cliff Notes version. I mean, I don't even know that the daily horoscopes really have that much to do with astrology in general. That's just kind of more of a pop culture trinket, if you will.
Yeah, no, and you know, I think there, you know, some people look for guidance, and I was actually, you know, looking through some research and stuff, and apparently one in every three Americans believes in astrology. They just might not want to necessarily admit it. I know when I speak to a lot of females, you know, they might say, oh, what's your sign, to try to get to know one another. And, you know, whereas guys are like, oh, you know, I mean, obviously you're an exception to the rule, but for whatever reason, I think, you know, maybe sometimes they think that that's not as masculine. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, one in every three Americans believes in astrology, and you know, I guess, you know, even though it is only touching on, the horoscopes are only touching on, you know, very minute details of what astrology is, you know, 70 million Americans read the horoscopes every day. So, you know, it could be the U.S.'s most hidden secret that we keep to ourselves, but we just don't admit. I don't know. But there's nothing wrong with it, and it's actually a really great way to get into depth about what's going on and help understand yourself and help understand others. And like you were saying before I came on the show, you know, help understand the world around us and what's going on and make sense of it. And so, yeah, it's just a tool that, you know, some people could really benefit by accessing and learning more about.
Excellent. Yeah, so I imagine you probably got into the Myers-Briggs stuff about the same time when you kind of had this awakening period.
Yes, I did. Yeah, no, the Myers-Briggs has been around since World War II, and it was initially used to help find career paths for women that were just entering the new industries when they were previously not working, as all the men went off to fight. So, yeah, that was another aspect that is based on, you know, psychology and what have you. So it's, the way I look at it is there's multi-facets to a person, just like, you know, you might be a brother, a son, a father, a friend. You have multiple parts of you that make up who you are. And by saying that you're just a son or just a father or just a friend, it doesn't really encapsulate who you are as a person. You have to take in all these different aspects and these pieces, and the more pieces you learn about, the better you get to know someone. So that's basically one part that we like to bring to the table that has also been around for a long time that we find that is beneficial. And, yeah. So, I mean, there's 16 different personality types possible in the Myers-Briggs. Have you heard of the Myers-Briggs previously?
Yes. I am INFP.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so you're introverted, you're big picture, you're in touch with your feelings, and you're a little more spontaneous. Perceiving.
Yeah, I'm very on the line of the P and J. This is gonna sound contradictory, but I like to plan my spontaneity. if that makes any sense, I think. I make my friends a little crazy sometimes in other areas too, but in that area, I think.
That's funny. No, I mean, it's a scale, right? And nobody fits into any, so, you know, people can adjust a little bit. But, yeah, it's a scale, and sometimes you might be a little more judging, and sometimes you might be a little more perceiving. But, yeah, if your main preference is towards perceiving, then that's how you get the the four categories, but that's great. No, I mean, I think, you know, it's wonderful to have a little bit of a balance so that you're not, you plan the radio shows, right? So
right,
I'm grateful for that. I'm a planner, so
it's wonderful. I like to plan things so that then I can do like the Pisces zone out thing later, like when I'm like I get everything up in a I try to get all my ducks lined up so that then if I do the Pisces well, you know how Pisces are, they're very otherworldly, we're kind of not there sometimes, so I like to get all my planning stuff done beforehand, and then I'm free to, you know, feel and intuit and, you know, sense what's going on around me without, you know, worrying.
Really...
Right, without worrying if I've screwed up directions or something. I'm pretty
understandable. So you can get there and then just not think too much about it and just enjoy the moment.
Yes. I go on little fits where I plan. I try to do and orchestrate everything and plan everything, and then I can just kind of go. I operate well with a modicum of structure, and that too much structure, you know, I'm a fish out of water, so to speak. But I like just a little bit of structure to keep me on the road, and then I can go scatter about and, you know, go with my intuition and feel things that are the things that are going on around me. I'm a pretty solid on the I, N, and F parts. Just the P and J is pretty close to that's pretty
the
close
balance.
Oh, there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so cool. Yeah, no, I found a lot of parallels actually in the INFP Myers-Briggs personality type and your NATO report, which I found fascinating, and that was a lot to do with your being in touch with emotions and empathizing and like taking in the different you know, vibrations around you, and just I was a little fascinated by that because it's definitely, you know, clear that was the path that you're going down, and I was kind of comparing, like, you know, some of the job, like career path that, you know, someone might suggest for somebody who's an INFP, and it's you know, obviously somebody who's really good at communicating, and it was just fascinating to me to see the parallels in the two charts, and I felt like it really, you know, I felt like it was really showcasing kind of like that you're on the right path and going in the right direction with your radio show and what you're you know, conveying and just how you're expressing yourself and you know, everything like that. I was impressed. I thought that was neat.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah. one place I worked a few years ago, back in a previous life in corporate America. Yeah, they had one of those little like day or two getaways where we all did the Myers-Briggs. Personality assessment and stuff, and I, you know, even at that point I thought, man, this really has some parallels to astrology, and somebody should do a thing where it combines those. So I was really really happy to see your the things you do on your website, and for the listeners out there, Jessica's company provides very in-depth. I'd say it's, I mean, I've gotten dozens, if not hundreds, of different astrology reports before, like to test out and see what other people are doing. And, you know, I said your astrology reports you provide are very, very in-depth and has lots of explanations of the building blocks, which is really good. So I think your reports are that you guys do with aligned signs are very good for newbies and for the more advanced people, so I think everyone can get something out of those. So I was I think it was a 39 page report you sent me, so I was very impressed with the details and stuff you had on it. And
I would have definitely, you know, just point out that just like, you know, I'm not just a business owner, entrepreneur, I'm also a client is the way I look at it. And I want to be able to offer everything that I would want for myself to others. So, I'm, you know, we're always open to suggestions and all that kind of good stuff, so you can only continue to make things better. So thank you for that compliment. I'm glad to see that you're also enjoying like I enjoy. That makes me very happy.
Yes. I mean, I've been studying astrology for about 24 years. And it's, you know, no matter how many, I mean, I've probably looked at my chart 10,000 times probably. And, you know, it is, like every couple years you go, you're like, wow, I never saw that before. you tend to hone in and focus on certain things. And then, you know, one day you're just reading a book or an article and I'm like, I'll be darned, I have that in my chart. And you go back and look and it's like, you can always, I am always finding new things in my chart that I did not, I didn't notice before.
Good. I hope you found some new aspects of it in the one that we sent you.
Yes, absolutely. And I wanted to point out, too, that there's this is the part where I'll make a few enemies here. well, one thing that makes me nuts sometimes is that sometimes the nodes are completely ignored, and I don't understand how some astrologers don't use the nodes. I can't comprehend it. That's one of the first thing that the astrology I kind of focus on is the evolutionary astrology. I'm a student of the Jeffrey Wolf Green school. If you've read the Pluto books, and to me that's one of the building block foundations of looking at someone's chart is looking at their nodes. So I was very happy to see that those were all touched on several times in your reports. So I was very happy to see that. So kudos to you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we want to try to, you know, provide everything possible so people can, you know, make decisions and, you know, really get deep into what's going on in themselves and all the good things and areas, you know, for possible improvement, you know, so that they are not constrained to what they came into this world with, but can also, you know, each day wake up and make a decision to change that if they want to. So by having, you know, the nodes in there, I think that is also very, very important. So thank you.
Excellent job all the way around, I must say. And I really liked your website too. So what kind of services do you, I mean, just going to the page, you have like dating matches, do you really know yourself, compatibility, Myers-Briggs tools, Chinese zodiac, Western astrology. What if somebody signs up for a membership on your website, what kind of information do they get and what kind of resources do they have?
Well, we have, you know, obviously the website. We also have an iOS and an Android app. And basically our goal is to just help provide people to better understand themselves, get to know how others might perceive them, gain clarity on, you know, dynamics and interactions, their, you know, potential strengths and weaknesses, and you know, determine how, you know, they make decisions versus others, and then really connect on a deeper level. So, I mean, obviously, in addition to what you just stated, we also have, you know, different quizzes that, you know, are sometimes, you know, that actually I find to be very enjoyable. And then we also have, you know, not only did, obviously, the natal report that you mentioned, we have a numerology report as well, and we have a couples report, which, you know, I can go into detail about each one of those. But essentially what I'm trying to do here is give people a better way of living. And with that, we offer, you know, knowledge about all sorts of things, like, you know, relationship dynamics, choices, like some of our blogs are like, you know, decoding body language and understanding your handwriting and just really delving into being healthy and getting to know yourself better and potentially others better, you know, in all aspects of your life, and with your body and your wellness, your mind, and the way you go about doing things in your daily life, and obviously your soul, and connecting with all three of those to make yourself to be the best person you can for yourself. And, yeah, so I feel like that's what we provide.
That's awesome. That's all great stuff that that people can use. Because, you know, it's all – I think as beings in this 3D reality, we kind of get into ruts and kind of get into zombie mode. So I love it when a company or a person kind of – I mean, I like to do this too. Just take – the normal things we go through and kind of spin it in a different fashion, kind of, you know, twist it to look at it from a different angle. I think that's where, you know, we kind of get zoned out in these routines, and I think looking at things from a different angle really gives us additional insights and, you know, different information we can use to make informed decisions. And that's, on one level, that's what astrology is. It's additional information on yourself and, you know, the psychological workings of others so that we can make, you know, more informed decisions. You know, who do I want to date? Where do I want to live? Where do I want to work? So I think that's
knowledge,
great service.
Yeah, knowledge is power. I definitely agree with you. I think it's probably one of the most important things you can have. And, you know, I was always told growing up that it's the one thing that cannot be taken away from you, what's inside your head and what you know. So the more, you know, the more you learn about things, the better off you'll be, because, like you said, you'll have the ability to make more informed decisions. So, yeah. We just continue to add that to, you know, anything that we can find that might be useful. We continue to add to it. And really can't hurt, that's for sure.
Yeah, so that's, exactly. Knowledge is everything. I see you have, events and mixers and things, too. Are these all in the Los Angeles area, or?
Yeah, we're continuing to add them to different, they're currently in the Los Angeles area, and we're continuing to add them to other locations as well. And, you know, if you have events going on, I'm happy to share that with our community, too, because, you know, I mean, it's all about connecting with others that are on the same page. And that's what we're trying to do. So, yeah, if you have any events that you'd like to share out, I'd love to be a part of doing that with you. And, we're continuing to expand in different areas. I grew up kind of like, primarily in Texas, and then I went to New York, as I mentioned, and now I'm kind of hanging out in Los Angeles, which is fun. But that's where a lot of our events are taking place, just because it's easier for me. But we're working on trying to spread out and mix it up a little bit. So
we'll have to talk later off air. It would be great to do some coordinated projects or some mix our business ventures a little bit and see what cross promote.
Okay, sounds good.
So what did let me see here, where did I go? So how does what's the most common request for services you get, or what do you think, what's the biggest thing that you can offer? I mean, do you guys do more of the astrology charts or more of the Myers-Briggs stuff, or are the events the biggest thing, or?
Well, I feel like just because our first product was the membership and just signing up, I mean, obviously everybody that's on the radio show, I'm happy to offer a coupon code where they get in free and have a great time and explore aligned science, and that coupon code is ASLITE, ASLITE, just so they can explore it. But that's definitely our main product. And then just because it's been around the longest. And then since then we started doing the report, well, the Myers-Briggs initially, and people can take that a la carte as well if they don't want to be a part of the website for whatever reason, or they just want to, you know, just start by exploring themselves initially. So that that's also very popular along with our astrology reports. And I don't know, I think the natal reports and the couples reports are probably the two leading reports. And I think, like you mentioned, the natal reports have become increasingly popular because it's a lot more in-depth than I think a lot of people have seen previously. And it just kind of helps people understand how the planets and, you know, celestial bodies were aligned at the time that they were born and how that relates to them in their daily life and what it means for them. And I think the couples reports, I think people are finding out that, you know, making a decision with a life partner or going into business with another person is a big step. So, you know, taking the time to explore, you know, 60 plus pages of in-depth analysis to fully understand that relationship and its underlying dynamics is worthwhile, because it, you know, it details out both people and analyzes and interprets, you know, obviously in a constructive and informative way, how both individuals exert themselves publicly and as well as privately, you know, and how they express their feelings. You know, sometimes when, you know, you're trying to convey your thoughts, sometimes it doesn't always come out the way that you intend. So just understanding that and being aware of that can sometimes prevent, you know, misunderstandings. So going into that and understanding the undercurrents of those two people's personalities and so much more. Basically, it's for anyone who is trying to get to the bottom and fully understand the relationship. So those are another, you know, the other two that are almost like just as popular. And then I don't want to leave out the numerology report, obviously, because it's also important. I just don't see as many people getting it as the couples report and the nail report. I think maybe because they're not as familiar with it. I don't know. But, you know, it takes the name you were born with and the name that you're currently using. So say if somebody got married and they changed your last name, and how it has changed a little bit your path. And obviously in concurrence with your birthday, and it decodes the, you know, those vibrations and, you know, helps you understand the hidden meaning and the story in a comprehensive but easy to read report. And then with the numerology report, it's great because it also gives you, you know, the influences that you might have coming your way over the course of the year, you know, with a day-by-day breakdown, which is fun to, like, check it out every day.
Right. Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah, because I think, you know, from my clients, too, that's what I get the most is, like, it's the relationship, career, money, relocation. Those seem to be the biggest things. And I guess there's another thing that makes me a little bit nuts, too, is you see so much of the, you know, people say what sign is best for me or whatnot. And it's like I run across so many people that exhibit other parts of their chart so much more than their sun sign at times. That, I'd highly encourage people to get a full compatibility report as opposed to, you just miss a lot just looking at the sun sign for when trying to look at relationship compatibility. Or I also end up looking
for sure.
At the charts of people with, sometimes you can get the chart of the company they work for. And so I always, whenever I started a new job, I always do my best to get a copy of the chart of the company. And I find that works really well, looking at the synastry of where my planets fit into the chart of the company.
That's an interesting way of doing things. That's something I hadn't thought of before. Very neat. Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. I think when it comes to sun signs and rising signs, I try to, when people mention stuff like that, I try to put it in, in a basic form of just like, okay, well, sun sign is great, and I think most people know their sun sign, which is wonderful. But I think, what I try to, explain, when you're matching up, it's just obviously it's one facet to a person. And two, the sun sign is more how you perceive yourself, and your rising sign is probably, out of like, some of the other, the sun sign versus, rising sign versus sun sign is probably more important because that's how others might perceive you. So, I'm a Libra, and so I think of myself as very balanced and, just and all that kind of good stuff. And then when it comes to, I talk to other people, and they're like, no, you're courageous, you're determined. And then I found out my rising sign is I'm a Leo. I was like, okay, that makes sense now.
Right. Yeah. The houses those planets are in can make all the difference in the world. Because, a lot of times, you run across the question, well, how can, if there's 10 people born on the same day at the same hospital, how come they don't have the same lives? And it's like, well, if they're born 10 minutes apart, one person can have their son in the 12th house and the other can have their son in the first house. And you've got two completely different psychologies going there.
For sure. No, for sure. And then, you take in the other aspects, which could be the Myers-Briggs and where they moved to. And who knows? The possibilities are endless, right?
Right. I mean, just, in reality, literally, within, one day. Well, here let's take today for example. A child born today could have, they could have Moon in Aquarius. They could have Moon in Aquarius, void of course. Or they could have Moon in Pisces, because the Moon goes into Pisces about 3 hours from now. So they're just within one 24-hour period. In fact, you can narrow it down to like a 6 or 8 hour period using today as an example. But you could have somebody with a Moon void of course in their chart, a Moon in Aquarius, and a Moon in Pisces. Again, three completely different creatures there.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true. Yeah. It's very interesting. The more you learn, it's like the more I learn about astrology and stuff, it's like the more questions I have, and it just keeps going, which is great, and keeps me on my toes. So, yeah,
right.
What are some of the other questions that you get from people about their different...
I normally get the basic things, career, change, probably relationships the most, money. I get quite a few relocation charts, because people, or at least the people that know me very well, know I have I'm just a complete geek. I have all these notebooks full of charts of cities, countries, states, and so people will say, hey, I'm looking to move to either California or Georgia, or things like that. Or I'll say, hey, do you know what cities? So I'll kind of, if it's a city that I have the chart for, I'll take a look at their chart versus the chart of the city or the city, different cities they're looking at. And then I also get a lot of, again, some people know I do the evolutionary astrology and I focus on the nodes and stuff a lot. So they'll ask me, hey, what's my karmic connection with this person? And it may be, a romantic involvement or an ex, or sometimes it's with somebody at work or something. So a lot of times I'll be looking for the karmic connections, the North and South Node, Saturn, Pluto stuff going on between their charts, to kind of see what kind of karmic things are going on. Because, the connection stumble across the most or get asked about the most is... I have this intense attraction towards a person, but it's kind of a love-hate thing. So, so it's right.
Yeah.
I'm really drawn to them, but there's some kind of power struggle going on. So I immediately start looking, okay, where is their Mars and their nodes, and is there, you know, some square to Pluto where there's a power control struggle, or, you know, things like that. So it's I get the standard questions, but I get some out there ones too, which I enjoy.
Keeps it interesting. Always keeps it interesting.
Yes.
That's good.
So,
that's
fine. So we're gonna take just like a 30-second break here. Let you catch your breath, get a drink of water, and then we will come right back with Jessica M. Baker of Aligned Signs.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Are you like a crazy person?
I'm quite sure they will say so.
Okay, crazy people. We're back here with... yeah. We get a little squirrely here sometimes. We have lots of little... I originally started the show with this really bizarre kind of mystery science theater concept where I was going to interact with this... computer animated female assistant.
Interesting.
we kind of went off the deep end. So every once in a while, I have a load of crazy samples here. I get to use once in a while.
Do tell.
Do tell.
Got a million of them. What steps did you kind of take when you decided you want to put together the Eastern and the Western astrology and the Myers-Briggs and stuff? How did you manage to take all these different? So I've had similar ideas and seen, you know, I've seen some books written that merge the Eastern and the Western, and some that merge the Chinese with Zodiac with the Myers-Briggs, but I don't think I've ever seen all three of them merged at once. How did you pull that all together and get it into a functioning system? And you can give us the brief version. It's probably a really long story. But
okay. Yeah, I mean, the merge is really, the combination of all three aspects of the Aligned Signs platform. It's basically the foundation in which I built the patent. And the patent is an algorithm that allows us to take the data points from, you know, Western astrology, Chinese zodiac, and the Myers-Briggs, and say from one client and give them the clearest picture of who they are and how people might view them. It's a really amazing tool. So this way our matches or opportunities are unique because it connects you based on your intrinsic characteristics. And the patent we just received in April this year, and I think it kind of attests to the complications of the algorithm. but it's definitely useful, and it's successful, and it's basically the process for the method that we use to socially connect individuals based on, you know, the psychometrics and the zodiac and astrology. I mean, I could try to go into the algorithm, but it might completely bore you.
That's fine. I just kind of wanted a good little overview there, kind of. I think that's great when people take different ideologies or methodologies, if you will, and kind of do the Dr. Frankenstein create a new beast out of it thing. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I thank you. it was like 4 years in the working for this patent. So it was definitely a lot of blood, sweat, and tears when going into it, and I'm really happy that it turned out so well. So, yeah, I'm there's a lot of benefit coming from it, and I think it's great. So
fantastic. So I don't want to forget to do this. So tell people what's the best way to get a hold of your, find out about your events and things. Is it, it's through the AlignSigns.com. I know you're on LinkedIn and Facebook, and like you said, you have the Android apps. And what's the best way to kind of follow your events? Twitter? I know you're on there as well.
We put everything on. We try to put everything everywhere. Twitter, I think, definitely gets populated the most. Anytime we add a new event, it automatically puts it out there. So Twitter is great, and you know that Twitter handle is just like everything else, which is Align Signs. But we're on Google Plus, Facebook, LinkedIn, StumbleUpon, like everything. So. There's lots of ways to get in touch. We're not going anywhere. So, yeah. That'd be good. And sometimes, you know, we're running different promotions and stuff. So if you sign up for our newsletter, that's also a great way because it keeps you abreast to what's going on and what's new, what's happening. And we'll sometimes include some sort of promotion code, whether it be about an event or an astrology report or whatever it is that we're doing at the moment. So...
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So you said you're a Libra. Your birthday must be coming up.
It is. I'm excited because I like to celebrate, but I'm not that excited because I'm getting older. So I'd like to just stay right at this age and just continue to celebrate every year. But, yeah, it's October 9th. I'm pretty psyched. I'm going to go back to Texas and visit family, which would be nice.
Oh, great, great. Well, happy early birthday there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, you're very welcome. So what else? Do you have anything else you would like to share with our listeners here? Do you follow like the current astrological trends and what the planets are doing in your chart? Do you follow that all pretty closely?
I wish that I had a lot of time to do that, but unfortunately I don't. I mean, I have my daily numerology report that I check on, obviously, which is fun for me. But other than that, I just kind of try to keep abreast to anything new that's going on for, I'll stay abreast of like a monthly thing or we'll put out stuff on Chinese Zodiac, Death 15 for like the Year of the Sheep, and it'll just keep, you know, give me a good overview. But other than that, I probably should, but I don't as much aside from my numerology stuff.
And it gets busy.
It does. It gets busy. And as you were mentioning, you know, there's changes week to week. So,
yeah.
Just fascinating and interesting. I just wish I had a lot more time so I could. I just have to tune into you, and you can give me the updates.
That's right. Increasing my blog here, and I'll send you links for my shows as they come about. So we'll definitely keep in touch here. I see you have another great thing on your website here. You have a gift shop. And it looks like you can actually purchase gift memberships and Myers-Briggs assessments and things like that. So but if you're out there...
Yeah, those are great, especially for holiday time, you know, giving loved ones, say you're a newly single divorced friend or whatever, or just somebody who's changing their life path or moving across country and needs some clarity and direction. So, yeah, no, we definitely... have that available, gift memberships for Align Signs as well as all the new reports, and we even have our ebook out on, you know, jumpstarting your love life. So I'm also a certified matchmaker, and so I teamed up with a couple of other matchmakers to give our best advice in that one. And then we just continue to expand, obviously. So lots of good things in the gift shop.
Yeah, excellent. The Jumpstart Your Love Life, is that a physical book, or is that like an e-book, or?
Yeah, no, it's an e-book, and okay. It's also out on Amazon, so it makes it convenient. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I want to ask you about that a little bit, because I know that comes up for a lot of people, is the matchmaking and the dating. Did you kind of get into the matchmaking before you got into, like, the astrology and the metaphysical stuff, or did they kind of happen at the same time, or?
No, actually, it was after the astrology and metaphysical part, and I just continued to learn that, you know, there's, you know, relationships are obviously very important, and personal relationships who you spend the rest of your life with or spend a lot of your time with also very important, and the different dynamics of personal relationships can be very interesting. So, like, for example, one of our advice that we give, you know, is, like, for example, when a guy goes on a date and is sitting there with a girl, and maybe they've gone on a few dates, and he says out loud, oh, you know, my mom would love you. You know, I'm sure she would, you know, love, you know, meeting you. And then the female's thinking, oh, he wants me to meet his mom. And, the, you know, then she's thinking, oh, there's a lot future. There's a lot going on for us already, and he's really into me. And, you know, the advice we give is, you know, unless there's a date attached to that statement, it's not something a female should really act on. And so just little things like that, you know, help understand the different dynamics, and nobody's in the wrong, it's just a misinterpretation. So it was kind of an extension of what I started learning about more whenever I started uncovering the different dynamics of, you know, myself and those around me. So I figured, well, it certainly can't hurt to go and build on my platform of education and become a certified matchmaker and explore this this area as well. So it's, you know, as you said, it's very important, and I'm sure many people, you know, they're definitely asking me about it. So I know that you said that they were asking me about it too. So we just wanted to continue to offer more things that would aid in their path. So, yeah. That's how I got into matchmaking as well.
excellent. That's a good story. And for any listeners out there, I mean, you can get this ebook for, I think it says 99 cents. I mean, you can't pass up a deal like that.
Exactly. We wanted to keep it, our primary thing was just to kind of get the advice out there, and it's fun and easy. And so, wanted to keep the price low, and so more people can enjoy it.
Right. Yeah. Great idea. It's not doesn't help to have a book overpriced if there's not going to be people to read. That's a great way to get the info out there.
Thank you.
So I think you kind of co-wrote this book with a couple friends of yours.
I met them, Melissa Lapchuk and Erica Origia. I met them at Patty Stinger's certified matchmaking group thing. So, and now they're friends. So, figure, you know, this is a great launching pad for us to work together. And everybody had different perspectives on things, and all were very useful. So, I think it kind of, like you were mentioning before, gives ways to look at the same situation a little bit differently. So hopefully, you know, one of those perspectives will resonate with the reader. Yeah.
Excellent info. Okay, so I know you're busy today here. I think we're going to wrap up here. If you have any last-minute info you want to give out, or you want to give out your website one more time for people?
Yeah, it's alignedsigns.com, alignedsigns.com. And our promo code, so that you can jump on board, explore around, have fun, is ASLIGHT, LITE. Just put that in when you go to Scent membership, and you'll get it for free. Compliments of me.
Awesome.
Hop on over and join us.
Awesome. I'll put that on my Facebook page and in the chat room here for people.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. We'll have to look into doing some joint efforts or joint sharing of information here, and we'd love to have you back on in the future as well.
Thank you. I'd love that. Yeah, there's always room for enhancement and growth, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. We wish you the best, and this show will be the same show, the same link people use to get to the listen to the show live here. That will be a couple hours from now. That should be up in archive, so you can if you missed the beginning or had to take off before it was over, or want to share it with people, that link will be good, and the show will be archived. And feel free to share it on any of your networks. I see you posted it on Twitter there. Feel free to share it anywhere where you share information. And we want to thank you for spending some time with us today.
Yes, thank you. You have a wonderful day, Mark.
You too, Jessica. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Have a great weekend. Okay, that was our guest, Jessica M. Baker, AlignSigns.com. So I think we're going to wrap it up here shortly. If you're in the Columbus area, we will be at Ash Cave on Sunday from about 11 to 6. It's our fall drum circle. I have a blog on www.twofishesastrology, my website there, and it's on Facebook as well. I have a blog looking at all the different crazy energy that is going on here for the next few days. Happy birthday to our friend Mary out there. And we will be, I'm not sure if there will be a show next week. We will be back in the near future. And everyone have a great weekend.
Mark, time to return to the ship.
Okay, I think that's going to do it. Have a great weekend, everyone.